Yud Aleph Tammuz, Sunday the 1st of July, Rabbi Ephraim Pinnas. How is one mekayim the mitzvah of Zechiras Parshas Bilom? This week's Torah Way has been sponsored lichvod nisuim shel Avi Lissa and Dalia Feiner, whose nisuim is this afternoon in Mitzvah Shem.
Yishus Alvimoiri, Yishus Karakola Choshev. I would like to discuss today the inyan, what could be a chiddush for many people, if there is a mitzvah schira of Parshas Bilom. We all know, and a lot of people after Shachris even say the six mitzvahs schira what we have. That's Yedua, mitzvah schira is number one, schira of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Leman Tisko is Yom Tzeischom Eretz Mitzrayim. The next mitzvah schira what Klal Yisrael has is schira's Mayim at Har Sinai. We have to remember Rabbi Moshe Shloim gave us the Torah in Har Sinai with Koilo Zivrokim, on and Kovid Alahor. There's Yedua, the mitzvah schira where everyone is Mekayim, Anoshim, Noshim Etav, the schira from Mechias Amolek. Once a year we all come together, Parsha Zochor, to lay in the mitzvah of Schiras Amolek. There's another mitzvah schira of Maise Ho'egel, to remember a Klal Yisrael straight after Matan Torah when Nichshal in the Maise Ho'egel. There's Yodua the Egel, the Avera of the Egel, where Klal Yisrael was Nichshal straight after Matan Torah. Then is another Yodua Digge Mitzvah Schire, the Mitzvah Schire of Maise Miriam. We have a mitzvah to remember how Miriam got a Tzoras when she spoke the Loshon Hara about Moshe to Aaron. That's another mitzvah schira. And then there's the Yodua Digge Mitzvah Schire, where we say every Shabbos in Kiddush, Zocher as Yom HaShabbos Lekashe. These are the six mitzvah schiras what Klal Yisrael grows up with. We learn it in Cheder, and that's what we have every day.
Why should it be a mitzvah about Miriam?
The Rebbein Shloim wants we should remember.
Why should it say? It doesn't
say so. It says in the Torah. Zocher is asher osa Hashem Elokecha leMiriam baderech betzeischem mitzrayim. It's a pasuk in the Torah to remember that even Miriam Hanavio, because there was a chet of Loshon Hara, she got a tzaras, and ganz Klal Yisrael waited a week. They didn't go on in the midbar till Miriam came back from Echutz Lamachel. Now, what I would like to discuss is a pasuk in Haftorah of this week. Micha in Novi says there's another mitzvah schira. Schoyono, Ami schoyono, Mayoatz Bolak Melech Moyov, Ume on Oisom Bilom Ben Baoyer. The Novi says there's another mitzvah schira to remember the mandas tzidko is Hashem, to remember the chesed that Rebbein Shloim did in the time when it happened, the story of Balak and Bilam. And the Gemara explains already more bariches, the moirdige chesed what Rebbein Shloim did, that bederech klal, every day there's one split second when Rebbein Shloim kvayochel goes into kaas. And Bilam was the only one who knew when is Bediuk this second. And the Gemara says that if he would have been Mekalil in the second when Rabbein Shloim is Bekas, Chas V'Sholem, the Klolo would have been Mekuyim. And Toisves already asks, what could he say in 1 second? Veche Klolo could he say in 1 second? And Toisves says, Kalim. He could have said, Hashem Yirachem, wipe out Gans Klal Yisrael, and it would have been Mekuyim. So the Rebbein Shloim, kedei not to give the koyach to Bilam, all the days when there was a story with Bilam and Be'oyer, and Balak, Rebbein Shloim was not koyas bichlal, kedei chas v'sholem, they should not be able to bichal any klole on Klal Yisrael. So the Novi says, Sechoyono, remember, there's a schire to remember the tzidkes of Rebbein Shloim did. Number one, how he was not melech. He didn't go into kas at the time when there was a story with Bilam, and how he was mehapach all the klolos from Bilam to Broches. Now the shaila is the emesdik a mitzvah of schire, like any other schire of Amalek, where we really have to remember and do a mitzvah schire to remember the Maisa Amalek, to remember the Maisa Bilam, number one. And number two, if yes, how and when are we mekayim this mitzvah? So the pashtus, when you ask anyone, he would tell you that even if there's a mitzvah, the way how to be Mekayim is this week. When we lay in Parshas Balak, we lay in the whole Parsha of Bilam, we go through the ganze history and the story how the Rebbein Shloim took the Rotzen from Bilam to be Mekalil, and he was Mehapachet for Broches. And like this, we Mekayim every year when we lay in Parshas Bilam the Mitzvah Schir. And this is Yodua the Chazm Sofer, that a person remembers for 12 months, for 1 year. So Melech HaRam Sofer says, like, Bar Mitzvah Schir is Amalek. When we hear once Parshas Zochar, we hear the Schir of Parshas Amalek, it helps us till next year, because the Teva of a person takes him 12 months to forget. So Melech, when he hears Parshas Zochar, the Mitzvah of Schir is Amalek, he's Yoitzah till to the next Parshas Zochar 12 months later, Kedei to be able to be Mekayim again the Mitzvah Schir. So Lichuru, we could say the same thing is here by us. We listen, we Mekayim, the Mitzvah Schirim, and we learn Parshas Balak of the story of Bilam, and this is enough the Schir till to the next year. Agav, very interesting. Chazm Sofer says, what's going to be in a year when there's another base? So then we have more than 12 months. And if the Schir is only for 12 months, so what are we going to do in a year when there's other base? So the Ars Forim will bring down already to be Machmir, the Ars Forim, that in, when we have other base, we should be Yoitze in the middle of the year when we get to Parshas Kiseitze. Parshas Zocher, we learn to have the Mafti of Parshas Kiseitze, that's when we learn the Schir of Maisa Molek. But he says, in the middle of the year, we have again Parshas Kiseitze, where that's the place where it's written in the Torah, the Maisa of Mechias Amalek. Or even in Parshas Beshalach, where it's written the story how Yeshua was loichem against Amalek, where there could also be Yoitze, the mitzvah schira of Amalek. So this is chumra of gewisse poskim. Chazm Sofer is mechadish, an instant chiddish. Chazm Sofer in Tshuva and Ebenezer says no. Chazm Sofer says a person remembers not 12 months, no, a person remembers a year. Till it comes to him to a new year, a new yontif, it starts the new year, that's how long a person without reminding himself remembers. The Melech HaRam Sofer is mechadish la'aloche, that even if Bederech Klal we say a year means 12 months, 354 days in the Yiddish year or 365 in the Goyish year, he says in the year when there's other base, there's the koron of a person who works another 12 months. Because he said it's not toile mamish on the days, it's toile the year. A person remembers the year. If you had something on Purim, you remembered till next Purim. But even if one time Purim was 30 months, another 30 days, no problem. That's how the Chazm Sofer says, how the moyach of a person works. Melech Chazm Sofer says there's no problem, even if there is an other base, you don't have to listen to any other mitzvah schire in the middle of the year, you yoitze the schire of Parshas Amalek till to the next year. So lefize, hafle vafele, we listen to Parshas Amalek, we listen to Parshas Balak, once a year, when we learn the Sefer Torah this week, we yoitze with the Schirah till next year, Parshas Balak again. There's another Shitta, which says that there's a Musach in Siddur. Many people in the morning, or when they get up, when they come into Shul, they say, Matoivu Oyolecho Yaakov, Mishkenisecho Yisroel. And this Pasuk of Matoivu Oyolecho Yaakov is from this week, Parsha, the Psukim of the Broches of Bilam. So there are a lot of poiskim on the tiny. You could be yoitze every day even. When you say the pasuk Matoiv Oyolecho Yaakov, you mekayim the mitzvah of Schoirno Mayoatz Bolok Ma'onos Bilom Melech Ben Ba'oy. We remember every day when you say the pasuk Matoiv Oyolecho Yaakov, but this is a pasuk what Bilam said in the Broches. For interesting is that Yaakov Emden in his Siddur says, no way. How could you say a pasuk? Well, be'etzim, this was a kavone from Bilam to be mekalil klal Yisrael. How should we say bichlal every day a posuk? What is be'etzim, Bilam said it kedei to be mekalil klal Yisrael. So Mimele Reb Yaakov Emden, his sitter says, no way, don't say the posuk matoiv olecho Yaakov. We don't want to remind ourselves bichlal about the psukim and the nusach what Bilam said to everyone. And mitzvah acha, we have the sitter oitzah poiskim, and I saw in a lot of other sidurim, they're Acholik Rabbi Yaakov Emden, and they say we can't understand Bichlal his taina. He says the biggest day what we have in the year on Rosh Hashanah, in the Shemoneh Esrei on Rosh Hashanah, we bring down psukim of the brachas of Bilam, like Hibit Oven BeYakov. V'leiro Omol BeYisrael. We all know when the Chazan sings the Hibit Oven BeYakov. Well, this is a pasuk of Parshas Bilam. So the other Meforshim are Cholik and Rabbi Yaakov Emden, and they tie in other Rabbi. Once Rabbi Shloim was mehapich the klolis to a broche, it's a schus for us, and other Rabbi, it's a chashivis, that we should mention those broches when Rabbi Shloim put into the pair of Bilam. When Mela, we should say, like we have in our Siddur every morning, the Matoivoy Olecho Yaakov, well, like this, we mekayim the mitzvah of Tzchiris Pashas Bolog every day, we say Matoivoy Olecho Yaakov. There's another shita, which says that be'etzim, there's no emistic chiyuv of schire of Parshas Bilam. It's different than the other six schires, where the Torah says, schoyer, a mefurishe mitzvah to go, remind yourself about kach v'kach, let's say, Amalek or the Miriam. And the chilek is to say, that here in the pasuk it does not say schoyer, only schoyer, it says schoyer, no. No veloshen bakoshe, please. Schoyer, no. So he says, when the Torah says schoyer no, loshen of no, it's not a mefurishe mitzvah, it's a bakosha where the Rebbe says, please do this, but not mechuyev, it's not a chiyuv. And where do we see a raya that no does not mean a chiyuv? There's an interesting pasuk. Before Klal Yisrael went out from Mitzrayim, Rebbe Yisrael told Moshe Rabbeinu, daber no be'oznei ha'om. Rebbe Yisrael asked Moshe Rabbeinu, please speak to Klal Yisrael. V'yishalo ish me'ezre'eyu klei chesev v'chlei sof. That the Yidin should go and take gold and silver and begodim chashuvim from the Mitzrayim, kedei to go out from Mitzrayim with the Bizas Mitzrayim. And it's Yodua the Chazal, that the Gemara says, the Moshe Rabbeinu was the big chocham. Chacham leif yikach mitzvahs. And the Gemara says, how do we know from Moshe Rabbeinu? Because the Gemara says that when Yidin were busy to go out from Mitzrayim, all the Yidin went to the neighbors, they were all busy to take the Bizas Hayom. And Moshe Rabbeinu Chacham Leif Yikach Mitzvahs, he was Oisik in a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah of Aroine Shul Yosef. Yodua, Moshe Rabbeinu, before they left Mitzrayim, he was busy, he went to look for the Aroine Shul Yosef, and he took out the Aroine Shul Yosef from the Nilus, and then he went, and he was busy to be Mekayim the mitzvah to take the Aroine Shul Yosef. So we see in Chazal, the Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekayim a mitzvah v'Aroine Shel Yosef. Hashem in Klal Yisrael did what the Rebbein Shalom asked him to do. They were not Mekayim any mitzvahs. Only Moshe Rabbeinu was stated Chacham Leif Yikach mitzvahs. Why don't we say that Klal Yisrael also did a mitzvah? The Rebbein Shalom asked him to go and take from every mitzri klei chesev klei zof. So that lichura zeh we have a raya that when the Torah says daber no, a loshen of no doesn't mean it's a chiyuv. Rabbi Yisrael says, please ask. Like Rashi says there, that Rabbi Yisrael asked Moshe Rabbeinu, k'dei Avram Avinu, should not have any tainis, that I promised him, achi chen yetzu b'chush godu, and I should not be mekayim what I promised him. Oh, but there's no chiyuv of Klal Yisrael to go and ask from the Mitzrayim, k'dei chesuch leizof. So l'fi this pshat, kumt ois, l'fi this pshat will say, that every time it's written no, not only the etzem schire, there is no chiyuv of Maisa Schire. So Mimele, we're back to stage number one, the Fides Mahalach, that we only have the six mitzvah schires where the Torah writes Mefugesh, Zocher, Schoyer, Schoyer, from Amalek, from Miriam, from Tzias Mitzrayim, from Maimed HaSinai. Masha'en came, the Parsha of Bolok, even the Novi says, Schoyer no Mayuatz Bolok, please remember, but what's written no is not a chiyuv bichlal to do it. Now, the Chasam Sofer says, so, what's take the no? If there's no chiyuv, what's pshat that the Rebbein Shloim says in the Loshen no? What is he asking us here to remember? So, the Chasam Sofer, very interesting pshat. The Chasam Sofer says all the other six mitzvah schires what we have is a mitzvah schire what Klal Yisrael went through physically. Klal Yisrael tzias Mitzrayim, they were there. They saw tzias Mitzrayim. We can ask Klal Yisrael to remember, to remind us of tzias Mitzrayim, because our others and Klal Yisrael went out from tzias Mitzrayim. Maimed HaSinai, Amalek, Miriam, they're all stories what happened to Klal Yisrael itself. So we made it something where you went through yourself. The Benjamin says, please don't forget, remember. He says, Masha'en King Bolok and Bilam, the story what happened between Bolok and Bilam, Klal Yisrael ever saw this? This is only a story where we hear in the Torah that Balak sent Shluchim to Bilam, Bilam answered back to Balak. Be'etzem, how can you ask us, remember what happened? I never saw what happened. So the Chasam Sofer, that's why the Rebbeinu Shem didn't give us a chiyuv schoyer emistig mitzvah of schire, because he will not ask us to remind ourselves something we be'etzem never saw. It's not pshat klal Yisrael saw what Balak did. Afal Peter is a medrash. That's on a side note, there is a medrash, what the medrash Tanchuma says, that when Bilam said the broches to Klal Yisrael, the medrash says the whole world heard the broches from Bilam. Till Australia, till anywhere in the world, heard Beshas Meisim when Bilam said the broches, Kol Olam Kuloi Shoma, there was a Nes Goloi, that the Kol Olam Kuloi heard the broches of Bilam to Klal Yisrael. Our Kolponim, Chasam Sofer says, our Kolponim could be they didn't hear what Balak told Bilam. That's also part of the Parshas Schira. So that's why Chasam Sofer says, the Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't give us a chiyuv Schira, you have to remember. How can you ask me to remember something I never saw with my own eyes and myself? But the Rebbeinu Shlom says, Chayno, please, if you hear something in the Torah, the Rebbeinu Shlom writes in the Torah, the kach v'kach was the story, that's what happened between Balak and Bilam, the Rebbeinu Shlom asks us, please, take it to heart and think about it to remind yourself how big was the chesed and the rachmonis the Rebbeinu Shlom had on the Yiddish Klal Yisrael, and Bnei Yisrael when they went out to Yitzrayim. But that's why there's no chif. Now, there's an interesting Gemara in Broches. The Gemara in Broches says that Chazal wanted to be Mekayim, wanted to be Mechayev, that every Yid, when you say Krishna, Baboika Uba Erev, that every day when you say Krishna, Chelek of Mitzvahs Krishna, part of Mitzvahs Krishna, should be Parshas Bila. Loipoches Veloyosa, the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Chazal sat down, and they wanted to put Parshas Bilam into Parshas Krishma. That every day when we say Krishma, we would have to go through Gans Parshas Bilam, all the broches, what Bilam gave to Klal Yisrael. Umipnei maloi kovur, why take it, the Chazal in the end, not put in Parshas Bilam into Krishma? Zok the Gemara, poshet like everyone understands, mipnei tircha de tzibura. The Gemara says, it would have been too long. Wouldn't be shy every day in Krishma, we would have to go through the ganze Parshas Bilam. Frag die Gemara, what was the Havamina to put in Parshas Bilam into Krishma? Meheche Teise. Zog die Gemara, because we have in Parshas Bilam, Hein Om Kelovi Yokum, Bilam is Medame, Klal Yisrael, how they get up in the morning, the Rashi brings the red in the Posuk, how they get up out of bed to put on tefillin and tzitzis and to say Krishma. Rashi says that's Fadan Hein Om Kelovi Yokum. And then how they go to sleep, and the pasuk of Korah Shochav Kari. So we see in Parshas Bilam that Bilam speaks about Klal Yisrael, how they get up and how they go to sleep. Krishma is a chiyuv b'shochbecha uvekumecha. So mimele, the Chazal had a kavone lekatchile to go and be mechaber, to put together the ganze Parshas Bilam, who speaks about Klal Yisrael, how they go to sleep and how they get up in the morning, together with the mitzvah of Krishma, b'shochbecha uvekumecha. Ad kedekach. Frag die Gemara, so if it's too long to say the ganze Parsha, let's say only one posuk. We should say the posuk from Hein Om Kelovi Yokum, or the from Korah Shochev Kari, the Mashal says one of those two psukim brings down. So why take, don't we say only one posuk? So then the Gemara says, called psuke doli posak moisha loi paskina. That a parsha where Moshe Rabbeinu gave us a shlemistige parsha, we don't take out only one posuk to put it in somewhere else. Or you say the ganze parsha, or you don't say anything. The Ketchile Chazal wanted to be Mekayim, that we should take the ganze parsha's Bilam into Krishma. Aber Be'emes, Chazal said, it's Tircha de Tzibure, and once it's Tircha de Tzibure, we don't have any koyach to be Mechayev, Klal Yisrael, in the morning and by night to say parsha's Bilam. Now the interesting thing is, why Meheche Teise, at Gedekach, there was a tzad to take Gans Parshas Bilam, even if, let's say, we say there's a Mitzvah Schira, to put it together with Krishma, that every day we should have to say it in Krishma, morning and by night, the Mitzvah Schira. So the interesting Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes tainet, if we medayek in this Parsha, it's very interesting the way how Balak spoke about the Yetzias Mitzrayim, and how Bilam spoke about Yitzias Mitzrayim. He says, when Balak Lekatchila sent a shliach to Bilam, and he told him the story, he said, Hinei am yotzo mi Mitzrayim. Hinei am yotzo mi Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, in the past, they went out already from Mitzrayim. Please, they will come make Muhammad, come and help me be Mekalev. That's the Loshen where Balak told Bilam, Hinei am yotzo mi Mitzrayim. Let's go weiter. When Bilam speaks about Klal Yisrael, Bilam every time speaks in Loshen Hoive. The next pasuk when Bilam speaks about Klal Yisrael, Bilam says, Hinei ha'om ha'yoytze mi Mitzrayim, the going out from Mitzrayim. Balak every time spoke in Loshen Ova, Loshen Past, or the left Mitzrayim. Bilam the whole time when he speaks about Klal Yisrael, he speaks the going out now from Mitzrayim. What is the chilek? Sagt es was ist der judaische Gemore, und die Gemore says Bilam is the same Bilam who was one of the Yoyatzim Baparoi, who told Paroi, let's put a shibud on Klal Yisrael, pen chas v'sholem, they should not be able to leave Mitzrayim. Balak saw the history, Balak faced Metzias, Balak saw the Metzias, Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. That's a Metzias, that's a fact, they left. The shail is now, how can we at least give them a klola, chas v'sholem, they should not be able to do anything against Balak and all the other army. Bilam himself, well, he knew his koyach of klola. And if the Rebbeinu Shalom would have not given us the Nes Goloi, he would have been matzliach with klola. Bilam himself was not masking yet that they're really out of Mitzrayim. Bilam saw in Ochaname they left Mitzrayim, but he had in mind he will get them back to Mitzrayim. He had in mind with his klolas he will be able to get them back under the shibut, back, there should be again meshubut, there should be again avodim. So Memele Bilam, the whole time he spoke to the Rebbeinu Shloim, when he spoke to Balak, he never mentioned the Loshon Yotza that they left already. Hayoitza, they're trying to go out, they're going out now, and I'll get them back into Mitzrayim, nothing should happen with us, and the Yidin should be back avodim. So Memele, he says, Bilam's whole cheshbon, where he wanted to be mekalel Klal Yisrael, is kedei Klal Yisrael should not be able to get out really emesdik out of Yitzias Mitzrayim, they should not be able to be a ben choyre. So that's why the Sfas Emes says that every morning and by night, when we are mekayim the mitzvahs chire of Yitzias Mitzrayim, well, in the morning by Krishma, b'shoch bov kamecha, we mekayim the mitzvahs zochoy, when we mekayim them, it's the emesdik mitzvah to be mekayim the chire of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Chazal wanted to put in into the mitzvahs chire of Yitzias Mitzrayim, let's say oichet parshas Balak. So we had a shaila, why punkt Parshas Balak? So Sfas Emes says it's on behalf of a fella. Sfas Emes says because the ganze Balak and Bilam, what did Bilam try to do? Bilam tried to poil, Bilam wanted to with his klalis to make the klalis hold should not be matzliach to get out of Mitzrayim to be ben choirin, and they should stay avodim. Asher al kein b'shoch b'chov k'mecho, when we have a mitzvah of schiras yitzias Mitzrayim, when we have a mitzvah to say that Baruch Hashem Rebbeinu Shem did take us out from Mitzrayim, then other rabbi, there's an inyan to remember the Balak and Bilam, because that's the chelik of the ness of Yitzias Mitzrayim. How the Rebbeinu Shalom stopped Bilam. What Bilam, Chazal says, was a novi as big as Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rebbeinu Shalom says in the Torah, Loikom be'Yisrael k'moshe oit. There's no other novi in Klal Yisrael for any doyrus, all the doyrus, and Klal Yisrael was never and will never be a big novi in the size of the gadlus of Moshe Rabbeinu. Zogt Chazal, Loikom be'Yisrael k'moshe oit. In Klal Yisrael, there's never will never be again in the history a novi in the maimed and in the gadlus of Moshe Rabbeinu. Aber be'umos oilam. By the Goyim, there is another person who came up to the gathers of Moshe Rabbeinu Benevias, Rumiruze Bilam. Bilam, we have to remember, who came up to the Madrege from the Moshe Rabbeinu. Bilam Be'emtzem did have an unbelievable koyach, and he had the pair where he was able to be Mekalil, if the Rabbeinu Shalom was only for 1 second being, would have gone into Kas, and Bilam would have said, Kalil, he would have been able to get back Klal Yisrael, they should stay avodim and chas v'sholem not be a ben choyin to be able to go to Eretz Yisrael. So mimele zok this was emes. Every day when we say Yetzias Mitzrayim, well, we want to emesdik thank the Rebbeinu Shloim that he took us out from Mitzrayim. So Chazal said there's nothing else better to put together with Yetzias Mitzrayim Parshas Bilam. Let's remind ourselves the Parshas Bilam that this was a chelik of the ness of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Asher al kein, let's say the whole shleimus of the mitzvah chiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the Chazal said, of sof kol sof, we write that this is a good sibbe, and that we should have done such a zach, aber metiche de tzibure, it's too long. Just imagine what every day we would have to say, ganz Parshas Bilam, together in Krishma. This is a bit to give us the understanding, the mitzvah of the chiyuv schiyas yitzias mitzrayim, from schiyre, the schiyas maise molik, and if you medayik in the psukim, I'm sorry, schiyas maise bilam, and if you medayik in the psukim of the broches, of the broches of bilam, you will see in every second or third posuk, we speak about schiyas mitzrayim. There's again and again in the brochas everything it sees Mitzrayim. What comes in here the whole time it sees Mitzrayim? Now the Gemara says the Rebbeinu Shlomo was mehapach the klole what Bilam wanted to say to a brocha. So we see in the brochas that every second, third pasuk the Rebbeinu Shlomo says again in the brocha that Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. This is what Bilam had the kavane. His rotzin was with the klale to be mekalel klal Yisrael. They should not be amistic that they left Mitzrayim, even if the Metzias physically they're out of Egypt or Mitzrayim. Our pshat is he was hoping with his klales to get them back to be avodim. So asher al kein, this is the kavane what Bilam wanted to do with the meise from Yitzias from his klale kedei to be mekalel them. And this is the schoirno what the Novi says. Remind yourself, remember that what Rebbein Shlom did. Kedei be'emes klal Yisrael should be able to get out. Emes digof Yitzias Mitzrayim. Remember, the Rebbein Shlom did. He did not go into the kaas, and he was mehapach all the klales to broches. So again, we have one shita where we say that there is a mitzvah of schiras of Meiser Bilam. How are we mekayim the Meiser Bilam? Or every Shabbos like this week when we lay the Meiser Bilam, the Parshas Bolak. We said the Fidei Chacham Sofer. It's more than enough. Even if there's other base, it's more than enough till to the next year. Although we said the shit is for those people who say in the morning, Matoy v'oyolech or Yaakov, well, this is oichad achelik from the pasuk, from the brachas, from Parshas Bilam, so when we came to other mitzvahs of
every day,
what we say, Adarab, like Yisrias, Yitzias, Mitzrayim, we say it every day. Although we said those mefoshim, what time if it's a loshim, no is not a chiyuf, but it's still a bakosha, what the Rebbeinu Shlom gave us through the Novi and the Haftorah, what we learn, that we should remind ourselves, Leman Das Tzidkos Hashem, to remember the tzedakah, what the Rebbeinu Shlom did in the times of Bilam, that he was not, he never went into the matzav of Chas V'Sholom Kaz, Kedei Bilam HaRoshe should not be able to be Bichlal, Mekale Klal Yisrael, and only we should be able to use the broches for Doire Doris.